The DNR wants many commercial vessels that operate in the Great Lakes to have a permit to dump ballast within Wisconsin waters. The permit would try to control discharges that have been known to release some invasive species to the Great Lakes. Some of the invaders clog water pipes and harm fish species. Mark Hosenberg of the Kenosha Sport Fishing and Conservation Association told a DNR hearing in Milwaukee that he favors the permit.
I think it's about time that the general public gets together and starts doing something about improving all of these problems.
But some Great Lakes mayors and the shipping industry say Wisconsin wants to go too far and set standards that would exceed that of neighboring states like Illinois and Minnesota. Tom Schwark is with the Longshoremen's Union in Milwaukee. He says ships that now dock in the city of Superior would anchor in Duluth instead.
I mean, the environmentalists here today could consider something like the tremendous cost incurred if Superior had to change all its letterhead from Superior to Inferior, you know, with sufficient loss of jobs.
But George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation says while waiting for the federal government to pass a tougher ballast water law, Wisconsin should not copy what Minnesota has done.
The answer to the problem is not adopting extremely weak standards advanced by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. It is Minnesota adopting Wisconsin standards.
The DNR says it will accept comments on the ballast water plan for another week and make a decision by early May. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.